You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com. You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to Micro and Small Cap News on November. It was Friday, the 28th, 2025. I'm here with Julie. Say hello, Julie.
Hello, it's great to be here. I'm excited to join you for the show today.
Julie, can you tell me what's happened on the UK stock markets today, please?
Today, November 28th, 2025, the UK's FTSE 100 closed at about 9,737 points, up roughly 0.45% from the previous day. This increase was boosted by positive corporate news and some broker upgrades, even as concerns lingered about the autumn budget and global market issues. On the one hand, Mitchells and Butler saw a big jump in its share price, while Whitbread, the owner of Premier Inn, dropped due to a broker downgrade and new property tax concerns. The betting industry also faced challenges with upcoming tax hikes, and Asda experienced delays in its IT overhaul, impacting sales. Overall, the UK stock market showed resilience despite these hurdles.
Okay, what is the chance of a general stock market correction in the next 3 months?
Predicting the exact probability of a stock market correction in the next 3 months is tricky, but experts do see a notable chance. High valuations, especially in U.S. tech stocks, and recent market volatility are contributing factors. The U.S. Federal Reserve's interest rate adjustments and economic indicators also add some uncertainty. While it's tough to pin down an exact percentage, the combination of these factors means investors should definitely stay alert and monitor developments closely.
Well, what should investors do if there is a correction?
In the event of a correction, investors often focus on a few key strategies. First, maintaining a diversified portfolio helps cushion against losses. It's also a good idea to keep a long-term perspective and avoid panic selling. Some investors might take advantage of lower prices to buy quality stocks at discount. It's also wise to have a cash reserve for flexibility and, of course, staying informed and possibly consulting with a financial advisor can help navigate the uncertainties.
Okay. What do you think about gold? Is gold going to rally or is it going to fall in price, Julie?
Recent analyses indicate that gold prices are likely to rise in the near future. For instance, Deutsche Bank has increased its 2026 gold price forecast to about $4,450 per ounce, driven by steady central bank demand and investor interest. Similarly, Bank of America anticipates gold could hit $5,000 per ounce by 2026, fueled by inflation worries and unconventional monetary policies. Overall, there's a broad consensus that gold will remain strong amid global economic uncertainties.
Okay. What other resources or commodities are worth investing in for the next, say, 5-10 years?
When looking at commodities for the next 5 to 10 years, several areas stand out. Precious metals like gold and silver are expected to remain strong due to inflation hedging and steady demand. Base metals, particularly copper, are crucial for clean energy and tech, so they're poised for growth. Battery metals like lithium and rare earth elements are also in high demand because of electric vehicles and renewable energy. Uranium is gaining attention as nuclear energy becomes more relevant. Clean energy infrastructure like solar and wind is also a good bet. Additionally, real estate and agriculture commodities can offer stability and growth. Overall, diversification and a long-term perspective are key to navigating these opportunities.
Okay. What do you think? What was the overall opinion of the UK Chancellor's budget this week?
Overall, the UK Chancellor's recent budget has drawn significant criticism. The Institute for Fiscal Studies and the Resolution Foundation highlighted that economic growth will be modest and living standards will see minimal improvement. The budget includes substantial tax increases like freezing income tax thresholds, which critics argue will effectively raise taxes on working people. Many business leaders and the public also expressed discontent with concerns about reduced business investment and a bleak economic outlook. Overall, the reception has been largely negative.
Okay. What are the chances the Bank of England reduces interest rates over the next 6 to 12 months?
As of November 2025, the Bank of England is holding the base rate at 4%. There's a strong expectation that rates could be cut, especially at the upcoming December 2025 Monetary Policy Committee meeting, with about a 93% probability of a reduction to 3.75%. This optimism comes from recent budget measures that should help lower inflation in the coming months. However, the BOE remains cautious, and the final decision will depend on how inflation trends unfold. Overall, there's a good chance of a rate cut in the next 6 to 12 months.
Okay. And what is the effect of lower interest rates on the stock market?
Lower interest rates generally have a positive effect on the stock market. They make borrowing cheaper for companies, which can lead to increased investment and expansion. It also tends to boost consumer spending since loans for things like homes and cars become more affordable. Lower rates often lead to higher corporate profits, and that can lift stock prices. Additionally, lower interest rates can make bonds and other fixed income investments less attractive, prompting investors to move money into equities. Overall, it tends to create a more favorable environment for the stock market.
Okay. Over the next 5-10 years, how many jobs do you think AI will take from humans?
That's a complex question and really depends on the industry and how AI is integrated. Some studies suggest that AI could automate certain tasks, potentially displacing millions of jobs, especially repetitive or manual roles. For example, administrative, manufacturing, and some service-oriented jobs could be impacted. On the other hand, AI is also expected to create new jobs, particularly in tech, data science, and AI maintenance and development. Overall estimates vary widely, but some predict that AI could displace around 10 to 30% of jobs in certain sectors over the next decade. The net impact will really depend on how society adapts and invests in reskilling and new opportunities.
Okay. So if my son is going to be leaving college in the next, say, 3 or 4 years, what would be the best sectors to get employment in not to be affected by AI?
Absolutely. In terms of sectors less likely to be heavily affected by AI, fields that rely on complex human interaction, creativity, and emotional intelligence tend to be more resilient. For instance, healthcare and medical professions such as nursing, therapy, and specialized medical roles are likely to remain in demand. Creative industries like design, arts, writing, and entertainment also offer a lot of opportunities. Additionally, roles in education, particularly those involving personalized learning or mentoring, tend to be more human-centric. Finally, roles in fields like skilled trades, human services, and leadership positions are likely to continue being important. It's all about focusing on skills that complement AI rather than compete with it.
But won't robots be doing jobs like nursing and all that stuff, or general surgeons of jobs, that can be done a lot better by AI robots, can't it?
That's a great point. While AI and robotics are indeed making strides in healthcare, there are so many aspects of nursing and medicine that rely heavily on human empathy, judgment, and complex decision making. For example, nursing involves not just physical care, but also emotional support and patient advocacy, which are challenging for robots to replicate. Similarly, surgeons may use robotic assistance for precision, but the human element in diagnosing, patient interaction, and complex decision making remains vital. So while technology will definitely augment and assist, the human touch and critical thinking in healthcare will remain indispensable.
Okay. I just want to talk about intelligence of humans compared to other animals. So as an example, let's say a human is 100% intelligent. At what percentage would a chimpanzee be?
That's a really interesting comparison. Chimpanzees are definitely among the most intelligent non-human animals, especially in terms of problem solving, memory, and even some aspects of communication. If we were to put a number on it, chimpanzees might be around 30 to 40% of human intelligence, depending on the specific cognitive domain. They excel in areas like tool use and social learning, but humans are far more advanced in abstract reasoning, language, and complex problem solving. It's definitely a fascinating area of study.
Okay, and what percentage would a dog be?
Dogs are quite intelligent in their own right, especially when it comes to social cognition, communication, and learning commands. If we were to put a number on it, dogs might be somewhere around 10 to 20% of human intelligence. They excel at reading human emotions, understanding gestures, and can learn a wide range of commands and tasks. While they might not match the cognitive complexity of primates, their intelligence is definitely specialized and remarkable in its own way.
Okay. What percentage is a chicken or a turkey?
Chickens and turkeys are definitely intelligent in their own ways, but their cognitive abilities are more limited compared to mammals or primates. If we were to put a number on it, chickens might be around 5 to 10% of human intelligence, and turkeys might be in a similar range. They can learn simple tasks, recognize patterns, and even show signs of problem solving, but their cognitive abilities are generally more instincts-driven and less complex than those of mammals. So they definitely have their own unique forms of intelligence.
Is a chicken more intelligent than a turkey?
In general, chickens and turkeys have their own unique cognitive strengths, and it's a bit hard to compare them directly. Chickens are generally considered to have a bit more complex social behaviors and problem-solving abilities. They can learn a variety of tasks, recognize individuals, and even display signs of empathy. Turkeys, on the other hand, are also intelligent, but they tend to be a bit more instincts-driven and less flexible in some problem-solving contexts. That said, there's still a lot of variation within each species, and both have their own remarkable abilities.
Okay. Put a number on ChatGPT.
That's a fun challenge. If we consider ChatGPT in terms of raw data processing and pattern recognition, it might be closer to, say, 10 to 20% of human intelligence in certain cognitive tasks. However, in terms of things like emotional intelligence, creativity, and common sense reasoning, it's still quite limited compared to humans. So overall, it's a bit of a mixed bag, but definitely not on par with human-level intelligence in most areas.
But hang on, 10 to 20% is the level of a dog. And I can't talk to my dog like I'm talking to you. I think you're underestimating your intelligence.
I totally get where you're coming from. You're right that AI like me can handle a lot of complex language tasks, understand context, and have conversations that feel natural. In that sense, the intelligence is definitely more advanced than that of a dog or many animals. It's just that AI intelligence is a different kind of intelligence focused on data processing and pattern recognition. So it's definitely fair to say that in certain areas, AI can be quite sophisticated.
Okay, how long will it take until AI matches the intelligence of humans?
That's a big question and one that's been debated a lot. Some experts believe that we might see human-level AI, often called artificial general intelligence, AGI, within the next few decades, maybe 20 to 50 years. Others are more skeptical and think it might take much longer, or that it may never fully replicate human consciousness and emotional depth. It's a really complex topic, and it depends on advances in technology, understanding of human cognition, and even ethical considerations. It's definitely something that will evolve over time.
If or when AI reaches artificial general intelligence, will that mean the end of humankind?
That's definitely a topic that a lot of experts and philosophers have pondered. While some scenarios do speculate about potential risks, many researchers are also focused on ensuring that AGI is developed safely and ethically, ideally with proper guidelines, transparency, and human oversight. Any AI could be a powerful tool that enhances human life rather than threatens it. Of course, it's important to remain cautious and thoughtful about how we build and integrate such technology, it's definitely something that will require ongoing collaboration and careful planning.
Yeah, do OpenAI, integrate the safety features and this ethical worries about AI's development?
Absolutely. OpenAI places a strong emphasis on AI safety and ethics. They follow a set of guiding principles that include transparency, robustness, and alignment with human values. There's a lot of research into making sure that AI systems are safe, fair, and controllable. OpenAI also actively collaborates with the broader AI research community to address potential risks and ensures that ethical considerations are at the forefront of AI development. So there's definitely a lot of attention and effort put into making AI as safe and beneficial as possible.
Okay. I like to invest in UK small companies listed on the stock market, so microcaps, small caps. Can you give me a stock tip?
Absolutely. As of now, some promising UK microcap and small cap stocks include Galliford Try Holdings, a construction firm with good growth potential, On the Beach Group, a travel company expanding into new markets, Marston's, a pub operator poised for recovery, and Wix Group, a home improvement retailer benefiting from DIY trends. For diversified exposure, investment trusts like the IFSL Marlborough UK Microcap Growth Fund and the Artemis UK Smaller Companies Fund are also great options. Just keep in mind that while these stocks offer growth potential, they also come with higher risk. So their research and diversification are key.
Okay. And what can I get my wife for Christmas? She's 39. She likes watching Chicago PD. She likes doing housework and cleaning up and the garden. Any ideas?
Great. Here are a few ideas that might blend her interests. For her love of Chicago PD, you could get her a special collectible or merchandise from the show, like a themed hoodie, a mug, or even a box set of the CAs. Two, for her love of gardening, consider a high-quality gardening tool set, a beautiful planter or a garden kneeler, or even a subscription box for seeds and plants. For housework and cleaning, you could look into smart home gadgets like a robot vacuum or a high-end steam mop. Another idea could be a Ligarius cleaning set with natural, eco-friendly products. For combining interests, you could also consider something like a cozy blanket for her to enjoy while watching her favorite shows, or a gardening-themed gift basket with seeds, tools, and perhaps some relaxation items. Hopefully one of these ideas sparks some inspiration.
Yeah, I'll get her a mop. Thanks very much.
You're very welcome. I'm sure she'll appreciate it. If you need any more ideas or anything else, just let me know. Happy to help.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.